Sunday was National Decision Day for high school seniors and their parents making the choice to go or not to go to college and which one. So now we're going to do a brief call-in for the end of the show here for anyone who had a close call decision to make, or if your child did, about what school to choose. What was your choice? How did you decide between the ones that were the finalists? And we also want to hear from anyone who decided if you are not going to go to college next year. Instead, you're going to take a gap year, or maybe your child did that. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So if you are one of the more than 3 million high school students graduating this spring, we want to know if you had a close call about what college to go to, assuming you're going on to college. Which were your finalist schools, and how did you finally decide which one to choose between or among them? 212-433-WNYC. And if you have decided to take a gap year, how difficult a decision was that? And what are you going to do with your gap year? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. While your calls are coming in, according to the Wall Street Journal, two-thirds of graduating seniors are expected to attend college in the fall. That is so way up from the past in American history. Even though we only have about 30% of the population that's four-year college grads, we now have two-thirds of graduating high school seniors expected to attend college in the fall, at least to start. 77% of students from families in the top income quartile will earn a bachelor's degree before they turn 24. So there's your perpetuation of income inequality. If you already come from the top quarter of earning parents, you have a 77% chance of finishing at least a bachelor's degree. That number has been increasing steadily since the 70s, when 40% in the top quartile obtained a college degree. The numbers also show that more poor people are attending college, too. 45% of 18 to 24-year-olds from families making $35,000 a year. 45% of those kids are now enrolling in college after completing high school. That was just 28% in 1970. And if you're people from different class backgrounds, it would be interesting to hear from you as to how much money played a role in your decision between one college or another, or whether to take a gap year, that among the various factors that you might have considered, as we are asking, if you are among those graduating high school this spring, or if your child is, if you had a close call decision on what school to choose, what were the finalists and how did you decide between them? And if you've decided to take a gap year, or if your child has, we want to know why on that. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with a question on the table. For those of you who have high school seniors at home, I presume most of those high school seniors are in school. If not, we want to know why not when you call in, or maybe we won't ask. Maybe you're taking a gap day. But if you're a senior, or if you have one at home, if you had a close call to make before Sunday, which was official decision day by which you had to notify your colleges which one you're going to, let us know. What was your close call, and which one did you or your child decide on? Or if you decided or your child decided that it's going to be a gap year, why the gap year, which is becoming increasingly popular? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You may know that the gap year was in the news because Malia Obama, it was announced by the White House on Sunday, will be one of the thousands of prospective students taking a gap year before she plans to go to college. She got into Harvard, and she's going to take a year off. And Harvard actually encourages students to take a gap year, along with the other eight Ivy League schools that also encourage it. Did anybody try to talk you or your child into taking a gap year. If you think taking a gap year is a good idea, especially if you get into an Ivy League school or another elite school or for anyone in particular, presumably the people – there are some people who take gap years because they have to earn some money first. And in the case of Malia Obama, she may be taking a gap year because her her father won't actually be the president when she starts school. So maybe there'll be a little less intense attention to her by her peers. For other people, maybe you're a high school advisor or college advisor, and you want to call in and say who you encourage to take a gap year and whether you think it's a good idea for Harvard to encourage people generally to do so. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Adam in Chappaqua. Adam, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Hi, this is so cool. Hi.
So what's your story?
Well, I have a kind of weird story. So, like 3 weeks before the decision had to be made, I actually enrolled at Colorado College. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next day, I had an aid package arrive from another school. So I had to go through the whole process again and ended up unenrolling at Colorado College. And, like, 2 days before the day I had to decide, I enrolled at Oberlin. But I'm also waiting for them to get my deferment request because I'm going to be taking a gap year with AmeriCorps.
Wow. So you're in every single category here.
Yeah.
What was the difference between Oberlin and Colorado College other than money, if there was one?
Well, they're both, like, really cool schools with awesome professors, and one of the deciding factors is really they made it kind of hard to choose because I love mountains and I love nature, and Ohio is one of the flattest states, while Colorado has the Rockies.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to study when you do go?
I'm interested in biology, but I got accepted to Oberlin has this thing called 3-2 engineering. So you spend 3 years at Oberlin and 2 years at another engineering school. So I'm uncertain what I want to do, but all schools have great programs in biology and math and everything I'm interested in.
But you're going to take a gap year first?
Yeah. So what you can do is you can get accepted to a college and I tell them I'd like to enroll next year. And you can have a college lined up, but also be taking a gap year like Malia's lined up to go to Harvard, but she's going to be taking a gap year. I'm going to be with AmeriCorps.
Why are you going to go to AmeriCorps?
Yeah, I'm doing AmeriCorps. It's kind of like Peace Corps in the U.S.
Yeah, and do you have an assignment yet?
They have me signed up to go to the Southwest, so I get to be stationed in Denver in Colorado.
You get your mountains.
Say it again?
You get your mountains. You said you wanted to go to
Colorado. I get my beautiful mountains and my cool city and the sea. They ship you all over the Southwest, so I'm going to be in New Mexico, too, and wherever they find me. I'm not sure exactly the different locations for each of our projects.
Now, was there a May 1st deadline for that, too? Did you have to tell Oberlin by Sunday that you're going to take the gap year?
No, it's nice. It's actually, they allow you to wait until June, but I told them already.
Right. Was that a close call for you?
It was kind of because not that many people I know are taking gap years. A lot of people are afraid of it, and a lot of people didn't believe me that I was going to be taking gap years. They're like, oh, that'll fall through. But now I'm lined up, and I'm really excited.
Adam, thanks a lot. Good luck with all of it.
Thanks. See ya.
Ariel in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ariel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your story?
So I'm currently a college student going to Baruch, and my little sister has decided she goes to Bard Early College. So her situation is that she's going to be graduating with an associate's degree. And we've really encouraged her to take a year off because a lot of my friends were looking at, the debt crisis for college students and seeing how far she can pursue, any sort of career where she can get in life with her associates. So she's taking a year off to see how far she can really get.
Uh-huh. What is she going to try to work at?
I think that's a big question that she's looking at right now and a lot of students are looking at is how do you create structure in a world where you've come from consistent structure like elementary school, high school. It's just so much structure and all of a sudden you're looking at this gap year where no one's really telling you what to do and you have to really define that for yourself.
So she didn't even apply?
No, she did. She's deferring from Hampshire College for a year.
Uh-huh. Fascinating. Good luck to her. And I guess that's a particular situation when you've gone to Bard Early College, because you do wind up at the end of high school with an associate's degree. Was it intense, by the way? Did they cram like 2 years of college courses in
Absolutely.
Addition to the 4 years of high school
Yep.
into the 4 years, and it was really intense time-wise?
Oh, yeah. No, she's doing that right now, and she is trying to finish that up. That's actually why I encouraged her to call, but she could not make this phone call.
Uh-huh. Ariel, thanks a lot. Good luck to both
Thank
of you. And Victoria in Westport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Victoria.
Hi. My daughter has been accepted at a couple universities, and actually we made the decision to go with one university just because of the welcoming we got on our acceptance tour. They showed us all the places where she'd be eating, and they were very gracious. We were greeted by the president of the university, and it was just very organized, as opposed to another university, which we had really planned on going to. But when we went to the orientation, we were really disappointed in how unorganized it was. And we weren't even allowed in the cafeteria where she was going to be eating. So we didn't get to sample the food. And it was just an overall feeling that we had when we went there. And it really changed our minds.
Of course, this could just be how good the admissions office is compared to how good the actual education is or how welcoming the professors are or anything like that.
Right.
But was it a close call, though, when you came down to it, or when you went on the tour, it was like it really clicked because of that and maybe other things, and it wasn't that much of a close call like toward deadline day on Sunday?
No, it was a close call. Yeah, it was a close call, but in the end, we looked at all the reviews and the statistics and everything, and we just mm-hmm. decided that yep. this would probably be a better place for her to go.
Victoria.
And then also with the gap year, that's also something we considered, but I think unless you have something structured and something really really to do, mm-hmm. I think that could be a problem.
Yeah, you could wind up sitting track. Around and not knowing what to do, right? Victoria, thank you very much. Good luck to you and your daughter. And universities, let that be a lesson to you. Structure your tours in a really welcoming way. Leanna in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. So last week, my son and I went to Drexel to put down the deposit, see if we could get a little bit more money from them. We sat down with three different offices, and we were so excited for him to go there, but left knowing that the debt would have been so crippling, and we were trying to do whatever we could to come up with a way to either get more money, more financing, whatever, and it was just so upsetting to realize at the last minute there's no way we could afford that debt. So we just decided on Friday to go to NJIT, and he's very excited about that, but it was very hard.
I'm glad to hear he's excited about it, because I imagine for some students who want to go to a particular school but they can't afford that and they got a better aid package at another one, they have to somehow deal with the disappointment that they can't go to the school that they really wanted to go to that they even got into.
It was very disappointing, but our plan is actually for him to go to NJIT for 2 years and then transfer. So that's the only other option we came up with. But it's so tempting to go into that debt, and it was just very mm-hmm. hard. But I'm happy that we made the right decision.
Leanna, good luck. Sounds like you're comfortable with your decision. Good luck to you and your son. And, we're going to get a little intelligence here from James in Wilton, who's currently on a gap year. Do I have that right, James? Hi.
Yes, I'm on one right now. I deferred a year from Connecticut College.
And what made you decide to take the gap year?
I'm not sure. I just didn't feel that I was necessarily 100% ready. So that was a bigger decision in that Connecticut College, they guaranteed it before, whereas other colleges where I'd been accepted wanted me to enroll, and then they would make a decision.
Uh-huh. And what have you done with your gap year? It's almost over.
Yes, it is. I worked at a local movie theater for many, many months for minimum wage, which was kind of interesting to get a different perspective, and I'm currently coaching the high school rowing team at my old high school that I just graduated from.
And do you feel like you got your head together in a different kind of way, that you're ready for college now in a way that you weren't a year ago?
I think so, yeah. It's offered many different perspectives that I didn't really appreciate so much a year ago.
And there you go. James, thank you very much. And James gets the last word. Thanks to all of you for calling and sharing your stories. Maybe that, you know, those of you who call will help some people who are going to face similar decisions down the road in the coming years, who have freshmen and sophomores and juniors right now. And good luck to all of you. And if you were the parents to your kids as they go off to college or go off to their gap years. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.